Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Well, you never know who you're going to run into around here in Media Row, and that was the case yesterday. We stumbled into our old friend, Lieutenant Colonel Alan West.
Come in close so we can have a moment without all your adoring fans.
Oh, yeah, really, man.
It's like an entourage.
Will you
walk
stop
in here,
it?
The crowd's part.
Yeah. All right, so what's
start.
Okay.
This is nobody else is here.
All right, so Colonel West, it is so good to have you here.
Great
and
to
look,
be with y'all.
This is a convention where they're going to spend a great deal of time talking about national security issues and beefing up our military in the days going forward. What do you want to hear as at this convention?
Well, I think it's so important that first of all we are able to define the enemy, and not just the enemy as far as this global Islamic jihad, but also you got your regular nation state actors: Iran, Russia, China, North Korea. But now we have domestic issues. When you saw with the terrorist attack in Nice, we've seen it in Brussels, we saw what happened at the airport in Istanbul. We got to deal with that here. So first of all, we got to talk about how do we restore our military, which has been absolutely decimated, and then how do we work to really protect this this constitutional republic, and that securing our borders is part of that. We got to make sure that we do that.
You know, we've seen that. You mentioned the terror attacks in Orlando, in San Bernardino, in Nice, in Istanbul, and the Obama administration tries to make a distinction between an ISIS attack and an ISIS-inspired attack. I want you to talk to that for a minute and about how we can stop. How do you stop a lone guy who reads something on the internet and decides to get in a truck and just drive into a crowd? You're an Iraq war veteran. You know what it's like to face the enemy. How do we stop that?
Well, first of all, you got to delegitimize the ideology, and we don't do that. The Obama administration's policy toward national security is to obfuscate, to deny, and then to lie. And that's what they consistently done. If anything, they pivot away to gun control. You know, after San Bernardino, gun control. After Orlando, gun control. Every time you turn around, even in Dallas, where I live now, with the shooting there, they start to talk about gun control. So we've got to look at the ideology, because if there is no one on the internet, if there is no Inspire magazine, then people don't have a place to go. So that's an important part of it.
We often hear people, when we talk about you, say, you know, this is a guy I want to see in an elected office. What are your plans? I mean, if the Trump administration came to you and said, hey, Alan West, we would love for you to participate in what we're doing, what would your answer be?
First thing, I got to pray and make sure that that's what the Lord would have me to do. And then I got to talk to God's representative on earth, which is my wife, and make sure that she's in agreement. Look, I will always serve this country. You know, my dad served in World War II. My older brother in Vietnam, I did 22 years. And my nephew is serving right now in the Army. So that's who we are. We're a family of service to this republic. And if that's what God would have me to do, then I'm all in.
We saw a lot Monday night about when the theme was Keep America Safe. We saw a lot about veterans and about it. You're a veteran, of course, and you talk to veterans all the time. Mm-hmm. Tell me about how this administration has failed our veterans and what you think the Trump campaign, based on what they're saying right now, will make a 180 turn on that, not just the VA scandal, but also the respect that's due the veterans in terms of supporting their cause.
Well, you know, you guys can see the ring that I wear on my salute hand, on my trigger finger. This is called a #22Kill ring. 22 veterans a day, on average, are taking their lives in the United States of America. That's reprehensible. And when you have an administration and you have a president that supports a VA secretary that compared veterans and waiting lists toward waiting for a ride at an amusement park, that guy should have been gone. So we need to get rid of that ideology, that mentality. Look, Obama and the left are not going to do anything about the VA system, because that's their model, that socialized, government-run healthcare system. We've got to make sure that we take care of veterans, give them the true choice, the ability to go out and decide what is best for their healthcare. And this is what this election comes down to, guys. Anyone that abandons Americans to die in a combat zone and lies about it, they can't be commander-in-chief. I don't care about the economy or anything. If the core of you as an American thinks it's just hunky-dory to abandon Americans to die and lie about it, then I don't know what country you're from.
They've been very effective in making that case here on the convention floor.
I think that's the case. It is to draw a clear delineation. Now, you know, is Donald Trump perfect? No. But I know that when Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama could have answered that call for 13 hours, and when I sat on the Armed Services Committee to sit there and have the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and the Secretary of Defense tell me that the greatest nation that the world has ever known, the most powerful military around, could not do anything for 13 hours, that's unconscionable.
Our guest is Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, now a Texas resident, by the way. That's interesting politically. Yeah. But I got to say, whenever we talk about the racial divide in America and we open it up to our listeners, they call in, they always mention you. Your name comes up
a lot.
Because you don't speak to these issues in a way of, oh, if I had a son, he'd be Trayvon Martin and all the other things that we hear from the White House. What message needs to be sent that isn't being sent from this White House to the African-American community?
It's very simple. You know, I grew up in the inner city of Atlanta, Georgia. The neighborhood that gave us Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. is my neighborhood. Mm. And my parents, and notice I said plural, parents. That's the most important thing that we have seen decimated by the policies of the left. Lyndon Johnson, Great Society programs, give every woman that has a child out of wedlock a check, and as long as she never has a man at home, she continues to get a check. We got to restore the family. We got to restore better education opportunities. We've got to do what is best for small business entrepreneurship and growth. And the most important thing, individual responsibility. The left wants victims. I think that what we're trying to do is raise up victors and people that can be champions in their own right. You know, we're here at Quicken Loans Arena. You know, what a better place to be than with the Cleveland Cavaliers who just won an NBA championship. Guess what? They didn't get a participation trophy. They earned a championship. The Democrat Party today, the New American Socialist Party, they're the party of the participation trophy.
At the end of the week when this convention is over, what do you hope that the American people have drawn from what they've seen here in Cleveland?
The understanding that they don't have to follow the same path, that it is a critical time for our country to not just restore ourselves, but to once again restore that beacon of liberty, freedom, and democracy.
Well, Colonel West, it's always a pleasure to have you. Thank you for stopping by. We greatly appreciate it.
Thanks, Brian. Larry, thank you, man.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.